This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. We have been non-stop laughing today. The show has been so much fun because we've got comedians in from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and it's been so fantastic. We've been having a ball and now our next one is joining us here in the studio. We have Sam J. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm really, really good. Now, Michelle's kind of excited because you're both from the US.
Both of us, yes. I heard the accent. I'm going, oh, heck yeah. So, yeah. So you're only in town for 1 week.
Yeah, I got in yesterday, leave on Monday. I think.
I mean, I know it's the gig, but, you know, driving in for the last week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, you're appearing in headliners and just driving straight in, but everyone else has been in their comedy roles. They've been doing it for the past month. It must be weird to fly in and jump in that way.
Yeah, you could tell that, like, people kind of, like, got in the ropes and you're just kind of figuring it out, but it hasn't been too bad.
It's been all right?
Yeah, it's been fine.
Do you feel like Aussie audiences, like, I know when I do gigs around to different states is one thing, but when you're going around to different countries, it's a completely different level of comedy. Have you found, since you have only just really kicked off your run, has it been kind of weird or just rocking and rolling?
A little bit in the middle. It's been rocking and rolling with a little bit of weirdness. I mean, you know, it's just different. You just got to figure out, like, it's not that the jokes don't necessarily work. You just got to figure out how to say it to them.
So they that's right.
Connect with the material.
Yeah. And it's great because you're appearing in a great with a ton of great US acts, which is absolutely fantastic in headliners. It must be fun to kind of be stepping in this way, like dipping your toe in, doing a 10 or 15 minute set in this kind of group thing so everyone can just come and it's a smorgasbord of comedy delights rather than bringing your own show. Or would you rather do it the other way around?
I would rather do it the other way around, but that's just because you have more time with the audience to, like, really build something and, like, tease out a story. But it's not that it's not fun. And, you know, two of the comics, Chris Redd and Langston Kerman, are, like, my very good friends. So it's been fun still, for sure.
Yeah. So what made you want to, well, what made you want to do comedy? What was it about being a comedian?
I don't know. It's just things you're just attracted to. I just always was attracted to it. Like, ever since I was a kid, I just was into comedy. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It just was something I gravitated towards very young.
I think what I kind of enjoy is it's that unique way of storytelling that you always get. Everyone thinks comedy has to be one thing or another. We've had a couple of different comedians on the show today. Mm-hmm. And it's funny when we've got some of our listeners messaging in and they think one thing or something's being said or misunderstand it another way. And we were just talking with Lisa about the many different attitudes to a joke or a sentence and comedy and what it means.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons I love stand-up so much now is just looking at the way in which a person tells a story and the way in which they take you on that journey, whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's 45. And at the comedy festival, you just can sit back and go with it. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of what's great about it is just the ability to figure out a way to, like, get your voice into these jokes and kind of put a little medicine in them, I guess, and get your point of view across through this art form and to see audiences come along with something that maybe they weren't necessarily exposed to before is always fun.
Yeah. So it's your first time in Australia?
Yes.
And you're wearing a Tasmanian devil top.
Yes.
Even better.
I kind of love it. I feel like that's intentionally planned and I'm very here for it.
No, it's just
it wasn't at all.
It's my favorite shirt. And it seemed like it was going to be warm, so I just packed stuff I'm comfortable in.
It is really warm. The weather has been driving me a little bit insane. I am not prepared for it.
See, after 17 years of being here as well from the U.S., now when I go to tell stories back home to friends in the U.S., I have to go and change and flip everything I'm saying so it even delivers better that way. So I can only imagine what it's like to come here and not be in your normal rhythm and just be part of, like, the headliners and back-to-back and just got to, you know, deliver your own shtick but try and make it deliver to the audience you're working with.
I mean, that's the skill of stand-up, though,
of course.
I guess.
Yeah. You got to learn to read a room, figure out how to get the job
done. I mean,
in
15 minutes, you don't have that much time, though. I guess you've got to rock and roll with it.
No, get it.
I mean, if you hadn't figured it out, you wouldn't have been brought out here.
I guess that's the same way to look at it.
What I love about these kind of shows like Headliners and New Order is another one that we were talking about with the UK and Irish ones, but Headliners has all comedians from the US, is it is that little smorgasbord. You get to dip your toe into everybody and then you get to dive in with fingers crossed that they bring a show next year. Mm-hmm. That's what I... The reason... With the Comedy Festival each and every year, there are so many shows on. It's hard to see everything. I want to run around and support my friends. I want to see Aussie comedians. I want to see international ones. And that's why I think I love these kind of shows. Because it just gives you that chance to sit back and have a laugh and not necessarily dive into that whole shebang.
And you've appeared in some pretty cool spaces like Jimmy Kimmel Live and stuff like that. So how long have you been doing stand-up?
Maybe 7 years, I think.
Okay.
In December.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I think 7, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
It's all a big blur after a while.
Yeah,
I mean, you're probably still jet-lagged as well.
A little bit. I'm working it out.
I know you've just kind of dived it in, but are you getting a chance to see anyone else's shows while you're here, or are you just diving into your own stuff?
I am going to go see Daniel Sloss's show while I'm here. I'll see some shows while I'm here.
Yeah.
I didn't last night because I had just got in and, you know, tired and stuff. But I for sure will before it's
the last week as well. So, and I think it's kind of that interesting advantage, the rhythm it must be for you coming in for the final week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, because we've already had 3 massive weeks of comedy and you're coming in and everyone's just on this high. It's just fantastic. But it's also really confusing because we've got Easter this weekend. And normally Easter in the Comedy Festival, you never quite know where it's going to land. Sometimes it's the second week, sometimes it's the third, but it ends up being the lull because everyone goes away. But I'm really pumped for it being the final week of the festival because I feel like everything's just going to step up. So many shows I'm seeing are selling out. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it feels good and it's nice out, so people want to be out. Like, you could tell, you know, I'm from a place that gets cold as well.
Yeah.
So you can tell that energy when people, like, when it's unexpectedly hot and people are like, oh, shit, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is that way right now. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can feel it.
I am so unprepared for this weather. Like, I didn't know what was going on with me, and then Tuesday I was just like, it's boiling and I can't handle it and I'm not okay with it, and I could spend the whole day trying to figure out what was going on, and it was just that it was hot.
Yeah, the weather just
at about 11 o'clock at night I turned on the aircon and was like, oh that's all.
Yeah,
that's why I've been acting like a crazy person all day.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, you're here appearing in headliners for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Indeed I am.
Which is absolutely awesome. There are 4 more chances to see you. My maths is interesting. There are 4 more chances to see you in the festival. Every single night this week, you can get along down to Max Watts. There's different times, sometimes 8:15, I think on Sunday at 7:15. Get along. It's a great smorgasbord of US comedians to get along to. But there's also great shows before and after as well. So why not jump onto the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, grab yourselves a ticket, and then you can get along and see Sam J.
Yeah, all the stuff he said.
I'm very good at the selling, Sam.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming
you,
and joining us today.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Mish. And
you've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.